Trusting in God Pod, all streaming platform. Walking through this valley, but I'm not alone. Trusting in God, this world is not my home. Nope. In this battlefield, I'm not afraid. Got on the full armor of God. I got it made. Nothing need God with all in my heart, mind, body, and soul. I'd rather have Jesus than have silver and gold. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He'll make your path straight. God is always on time. Yeah, He'll never be late. Trust me, God. Yeah, that's the master key. Jesus is the one who set the captives free. So I keep my faith, I keep it strong and pure. With God as my God, any storm I can endure. Trusting in God, that's the only way. He lights up my past, turn my nights to day. Trusting in God, no matter what the cost. With the Bible in my hand, I will never be lost. No, here's the message, clear and loud. Stand firm in your faith, stand tall and proud. Trusting in God, I let Him lead the way. With Jesus in my heart, I'll never go astray. Hallelujah.
Trusting in God podcast.
Thank you for tuning in today. We on thank you all streaming platforms. Thank you for tuning
John
in.
10 and 13. The man runs away because he is hired and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. My sheep know me. As a follower of Jesus, you are His sheep, and He is your loving shepherd. Being a part of Jesus' flock means that you follow Him and that He cares for you and protects you. In fact, Jesus is so committed to your well-being and safety that He is willing to lay down His life for you. Jesus doesn't lead you and protect you because of what He can gain for Himself. He leads and protects because He is genuinely committed to your safety and thriving. There may have been moments in your life when someone who should have cared for you didn't, preferring to take his own interest ahead of yours. But in the safety of Jesus' presence, you won't be neglected or discarded. Jesus wants you to listen for His voice and to respond to it. There are many different ways to be attentive to Jesus' voice. You may be especially attuned to Him when you read Scripture each day, or you may wait on the Lord in silence but hopeful expectation as you pray. However, you listen for God's direction in your life. He will show up to lead you forward in very much the same way an earthly shepherd leads his sheep. Let's pray. Help me, Jesus, to listen intently and constantly for Your voice so that I can respond to Your call in my life. May I avoid the deception of self-serving hired hands and remain in the security of Your flock. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Do you know Jesus to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you don't, pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come to You in prayer asking for the forgiveness of my sins. I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that Jesus is Your Son and that He died on the cross at Calvary that I might be forgiven and have eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. Father, I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and I ask You right now to come into my life and be my personal Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins and will worship You all the days of my life because Your word is truth. I confess with my mouth that I am born again and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me right now, welcome to the family of God. Now, there's some more things you need to do. Find you a Bible-based church. Go talk to your pastor and ask him that you want to change your life and be baptized. Go get baptized. Why wait? Get baptized immediately. And start going to church and learning more and more each day.